You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Tomorrow will be a busy day for New York City's Board of Elections. The agency is responsible for setting up and running nearly 1,200 poll sites and making sure only registered Democrats and registered Republicans cast their ballots in the presidential primary. But a WNYC analysis of voter enrollment statistics is raising some serious concerns about what could happen at those poll sites. WNYC's Bridget Bergen joins us now to walk us through what she found and offer voters some practical steps if they face any problems. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, you know, this has been a pretty exciting election for New Yorkers. The candidates have been spending a lot of time here. Does that enthusiasm translate into an uptick in the voter rolls?
Well, Sotirios, I was looking at state enrollment statistics with the Data News team's Jenny Yee to try and answer that very question. On the Republican side, there was a slight uptick in Republican voters statewide, about 15,000 more active Republicans compared to November, the last time the state published its enrollment data. The big surprise was what we found on the Democrat side.
What did you find on the Democrat side?
Well, the total number of active registered Democrats actually went down. The biggest drop was here in New York City in Brooklyn. There are more than 63,000 fewer Democrats whose name will be in those poll books tomorrow compared to the number from November. That's a 7% drop. No other county in the city or in the rest of the state saw such a significant decline in active registered Democrats. In fact, only 7 of the state's 62 counties saw a drop in the number of Democrats. Everywhere else saw increases. So in this very blue state, we have this crazy drop in the bluest county in New York.
So what happened in Brooklyn?
Well, that's exactly what I asked both state and city elections officials yesterday. A state spokesman told me they only know as much as the local boards tell them and referred my questions to the city. So I spoke with Michael Ryan, the executive director of the New York City Board of Elections. He couldn't give me a definitive explanation either, but he offered this general guidance as to why those numbers change.
People die every day and they come off the lists. People move. And New York City is a very transient place to live. People move all the time.
Also, people who have been convicted of a felony cannot vote while incarcerated or on parole. So that's another reason the totals might change. The only way to truly know why there was such a dramatic drop in Democrats would be to do an audit of the entire statewide voter database, which is something the board would have to do.
Could this have any impact on the results of tomorrow's primary?
That's almost impossible to predict. What we know is that the race between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in Brooklyn was very competitive in 2008. She just eked out a win there. But Bernie Sanders is a much different candidate than Obama. The bigger issue is what impact this could have on voters at the poll sites. The Board of Elections is already expecting some confusion because New York has a closed primary. You have to be a registered Democrat or registered Republican to vote in the presidential contest. And they're expecting people who are not registered in a party to show up. But, and this is really important, if you believe you are a registered Democrat or Republican because you are already registered at your current address, you haven't moved, or you registered for the first time at your current address by the March deadline, or you changed your party affiliation by the October deadline, then ask for an affidavit ballot. It will be paper. You won't put it in the scanner like the other ballots, but you will still vote, and those votes are counted.
Is there anything else voters can do if they have problems at the polls tomorrow?
Yes. And this is where you should get out your pen and paper or type this information into your cell phone. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office set up a hotline that will be staffed by attorneys in the office's Civil Rights Bureau. The number is 800-771-7755. There's also an email address, which you can find on our website. And also on our website, our data news team put together a guide with information about how to find your poll site and the 3 special elections for state legislative races happening tomorrow. You can check all that out there.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Thanks so much, Bridget.
Thank you.
And the hotline again for voters with problems to call 1-800-771-7755. You can find links at WNYC.org as well.